Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi guys, it's Tom from the Learn, Grow, Succeed leadership podcast. So, as I imagine you guys are, you know, I'm an avid podcast listener. And I've listened to a number of business ones and people I admire. And I was in the car listening the other day and I was thinking, what are the main attributes of great leaders? And of course, there are quite a few. But I do believe that one of the pivotal traits is the ability to persuade others to take on or consider a different point of view. Particularly when you're talking about truly great leaders, because often it's because they pioneered something new. So the world's great leaders through the centuries, they've all had this skill to persuade others and motivate them and inspire them to achieve great things. So without a doubt, to me, the ability to influence is an essential leadership skill. Now, influence shouldn't be confused with power or control. It's more about having the ability to impact behaviours or opinions and choices of your team and those around you. To facilitate collaborative and productive working practices that will result in the success for your organization. And the critical thing is doing this because people want to, not because you have the power to force them to. So what makes an effective influencer? Well, an influencer knows what is vital to individuals whilst balancing these requirements against the needs of the whole team and the values of their business. So in today's podcast, I'd like to talk you through how the most successful leaders build trust and increase their influence with others with the following useful tips and guidelines to help you leverage and enhance your ability to gain the commitment of your own team. Before we get into the detail of it, if you are new to the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast, then welcome. I'm really happy to have you on board and I hope you enjoy the next 10-15 minutes. And if you really want to go into some more detail, there's always a transcript of everything that I've said on the XL Communications website. And if you get your podcast through Apple, they're on there as well. If you go over to the website though, at www.xlcommunications.com, there's a whole host of other resources as well as all the web, podcasts even, things like webinars, white papers, and things to help you in your development path. So without any further ado, let's talk about leadership influence. So let's get into today's podcast topic on how you hone the essential skills needed to become a powerful influencer in life and in your workplace. But before we go into those specific essentials, let's just take a minute to think about how we seek to influence others. Have you ever considered how you influence those around you? Are you conscious of the methods that you use to do this? You know, do you tend to use the same process time and time again to achieve the results you want? Generally, we all fall into an influencer style or type. And there are five main influencing styles, and most people default to the one that they find most comfortable, the one that suits their personality type, and use this style over and over again. But if you think for a minute, if there are five styles, and you're focusing on only one, that means that your preferred method will undermine your ability to influence four out of every five people. And unfortunately, unconscious bias often means that even when a preferred style doesn't result in success, we tend to fall back into the same patterns, repeating and intensifying our behaviour to try and influence others. So the initial thing to remember is that by being conscious of your influencing style and being prepared to adapt it to reflect your audience and the particular situation you're in, you're more likely to achieve the outcome you want. And once you understand this, we can take a look at the five skills that will help you develop your leadership influence. Now, if you want to know a little bit more about those different influencing styles, then we're not going to cover that today. Maybe we'll add it into a different podcast or give us a shout and we'll happily talk it through with you. But firstly, let's go back to those five essentials for being persuasive at work. And the first thing you have to do, it sounds obvious, but you need to be credible. You know, just saying, because I say so, or just saying, trust me, really isn't going to work anymore. And particularly in the world we live in now, people generally have so much information at their fingertips. You need to build your own credibility. To influence, you need substance. So always back up your suggestions or requests with specific facts or data. Remember that persuasion relies on your ability to convince others and acknowledge and consider your point of view. So you need a rational argument to back up your request. And when we're talking about different styles, you'll also notice in the workplace that, you know, there are certain people you talk to who need these facts and figures to back up anything they do. Other people may not be as bothered, but they'll want something that builds your credibility and shows that you know what you're talking about and why they should do what you want them to. So the next skill is listening to others. Really, like, listening to others. Yes, again, it sounds pretty obvious, but how many of us are really skilled at listening? And excellent leadership means practicing active listening. And that means listening to what another person has to say without starting to formulate your response while they're still talking. Because if you do that, you've already stopped listening. Now, again, some people do this quite naturally. Others, it's a real skill. You have to really consciously listen to every word they say and stop yourself from butting in with solutions or anything like that. You know, this is something I've learned over my time. Anyone that knows me knows, you know, I can get straight involved in solutions rather than listening to everything someone has to say. So active listening provides a platform for influencing and forms a fundamental part of the communication process. It's all about a two-way dialogue. To successfully adopt active listening, it's crucial that you remember to paraphrase, empathize, and question so that you can provide a thoughtful, balanced response that will help grow your influence. Additionally, understanding team interpersonal dynamics at play will help. You know, be aware of how you talk and listen to others to ensure you're communicating effectively. The next essential is about being sincere. Try complimenting people with sincerity and for things they may not usually be complimented for. For example, it could be a report they regularly produce that forms part of their job. But if it's well researched and written up, why not acknowledge it? One of my clients told me that when she worked in events, her manager always wrote her a thank you letter after a corporate entertainment day. He didn't need to. It was part of her job. But the fact that he did made her feel valued and determined to create an even better customer experience next time. Again, it sounds so simple, but it's something that is so often overlooked. The power of being sincere and just providing compliments and positive feedback to people. Actions like this don't cost anything but a moment of thought, and yet it can help build positivity, and we are more likely to trust people who we feel positive about. Which leads me on to my next point, establishing trust. Without trust, influence is next to impossible. The ability to build deep and lasting relationships is founded on trust. It's absolutely fundamental to being persuasive. In her book, Dare to Lead, Brené Brown describes trust as a must-have. Without it, every part of your organisation can fall. With trust, though, all things are possible. Most importantly, continuous improvement and sustainable, measurable, tangible results in the marketplace are achievable. Additionally, building trust enables a safe environment where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities, where employees are valued for their opinion and contribution, and where honesty and transparency are key. Ultimately, trust is what makes us feel happy and comfortable in our environment. And if we're in that place, influence is achievable because you believe in that person next to you. So the final point is to show confidence. There are few things that are quite as compelling and engaging and attractive to others as someone who exudes the confidence of certainty. Leaders who exhibit this trait can easily influence and persuade others to follow their lead. They are inspirational, weaving a narrative that excites others to the possibilities of their suggestions and consequently getting them on board with ideas. Basically, if you believe in what you do, you'll be able to convince others too. Just to give you a silly example of this, I mean, how many times have you been in a car, the person in the passenger seat is navigating, and you say to them, you know, where are we going next? What, turning left or right? And if they say to you, left, it's definitely left, then you go with it. Whereas if they say, oh, I'm not sure, and I can't quite read the map right, they're not giving you that confidence, and therefore you're unlikely to be influenced by their decision, and you might go whichever way was in your mind to begin with. So I hope that today I've provided you with some useful starting points to help you grow your credibility as a persuasive leader. Use your understanding of the different influencing styles, and this will enable you to work with individuals and teams to get the best results from them and to influence them in down paths that they may not have previously explored. By adopting the strategies outlined in this article, you will be able to educate, encourage, and motivate your teams successfully using your powers of persuasion. So I challenge you now, go back to your workplace, go home even, and think about the things that you're trying to influence those around you on. And think about these five essentials that you need and how you can grow them to help you build that case and get the things that you want and lead people into a better and more successful future. So please do tune back in a couple of weeks for the next podcast. But until then, have a great time and a great few weeks. Cheers. Bye-bye.